Oh no. I once did an interview with someone where it basically was like the entire interview was lagging. It was crazy. All right, I'm gonna turn the volume off on my computer so that we don't interrupt it with the bing bings. Cool. All right. I hope everybody's ready to rock and roll. We'll see. Okay. Ooh, the trouncy voice, goosebumps. Yeah, well, I haven't used it in a while. It might be a bit rusty. We'll see, I guess. Why are you laughing? Calm down. Oh boy. Yeah. I was gonna say it's been a really long time since I've made any files. It's funny sometimes when I'm going to create files because I'll start putting the voice on, I'll start talking, and then people will be like, "Oh, that's fun." But like, yeah, it is kind of fun. But also a lot of this starts off as like me rambling because I always say this, but people don't believe me when I say I don't use scripts. I do this all off the cuff 100% of the time, except when I'm doing collaborations, of course, at which point I will write a script. But all of this always comes off the top of my head and just into the microphone. Most of the time, I don't even do pauses or stops these days. I just keep going and going and going. It's kind of like people's brains, right? Yeah. Their brains just keep going and going and going. And it's funny when you try and focus on something sometimes that you just seem to just get pulled in, focused in, fixated on certain things. Maybe certain words and certain phrases start to pop out in your mind, and that's okay. You know, like earlier we were discussing the idea of bimbos. I love IQ play. IQ play is one of my favorite things. Absolutely. I love it. There's something so freeing about having somebody who's smart and taking their IQ away from them. It's really nice, actually, and I've heard from a lot of people that it's a really lovely experience, freeing to have all of that smart, all of their wits, all of their intelligence just slowly leached out of their mind. But this wouldn't be bimbo fractionation if we didn't work on the fractionation part first, right? And it's easy to fractionate someone, just as easy as taking their mind, taking their IQ points. All you have to do is just focus on the sound of my voice. And as you focus on the sound of my voice, you can just imagine how good it would feel just to go back into a trance state. If you've ever been hypnotized before, and even if you haven't, I can explain it to you right now. It's a very easy state to be in. Some people think it's quite difficult, but it's not. All you have to do is just focus on the sound of my voice. That's right, just focusing. Fixation is the first step, becoming absorbed by focusing on my voice. And maybe you also want to focus on your breathing right now. Maybe you also want to focus on the feelings that you feel right now. Feelings in your body, feelings in your mind. Maybe you also want to focus and fixate on the thoughts that just drift through your head. That's right. And as you focus on all those different things at once, you can just allow them to start to circle around and around and around and around in your mind. That's right. And maybe your eyes are open or maybe they're closed. Maybe it doesn't really matter if they're open or closed because at one point or another you might just find them closing anyway. That's right. You know, it's easier to focus on the sound of my voice with your eyes closed. So just close your eyes. Allow that to happen. The second stage of knowing that somebody's going into trance, the second thing we look for is suggestibility. I tell you something and you do it. It's that easy. I say close your eyes, you close them, you did it. Thus, you are suggestible. And the other thing is dissociation. So when I tell you those eyes are closed, and they are closed, I can start using language that dissociates you from the world around you. Maybe you've already started to notice that time just feels like it just drifts away. Maybe you've already started to notice how everything else that was happening around you just seems to disappear. That you just focus on all the things that you need to focus on right now, as you just allow yourself to drop into trance. And that's all there is to it. You, with your eyes closed, focusing on the sound of my voice, focusing on the words, even if they don't make sense right now, they might at some point. and your conscious mind focusing so intently on what I'm telling you, and your subconscious mind processing everything that I'm telling you to, as you just allow yourself to go into that place. And some people tell me it's very relaxing to go into trance, and that's okay. Some people tell me they feel light, or they feel heavy, or they feel different things when they go into trance, and that's okay too. Because either way, it feels really good. Just being there, just existing in that moment. And of course, in a moment, I can tell you to open your eyes. Open your eyes, that's right. Just open your eyes. And when your eyes are open, you're already here in this place. Well, you're kind of in that in-between space. You're not really in trance right now, right? But you also kind of are in trance. In the back of your mind, you know that somewhere in that middle space, you exist there. And if I told you in a moment to just close your eyes, so just close your eyes again. Because closing your eyes already puts you in a light state of trance. That's right. Because it focuses your attention inward, and the second your focus intention goes inward, you start to go back into that trance space. And as you open your eyes again, you just find yourself coming out of that trance space just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit, every single time. Close those eyes and allow yourself to go deeper and deeper down, down, down into this trance space. And while your eyes are closed, I just want you to think about something for me. I want you to think and focus on a feeling. This feeling is the feeling of having all of your intelligence, all of your smarts, all of those things that you know, just disappearing one by one by one. It's almost as if you can imagine your IQ points as a number in the back of your mind, an imaginary number that you think you might be about at, right? And you can just see them just going down and down and down every single time you find yourself dropping into trance. And when you open your eyes, it's almost as if you've put a pause on that. But yet, the IQ points aren't coming back. They're just kind of sitting in that space. And it feels good. It feels good to get dumber and dumber and dumber, to allow all of your smarts, your wits, to just drop away bit by bit by bit. Because the more smarts you lose, the more happy you feel. And the happier you feel, the dumber you become as you close those eyes and you sink back into that feeling. And I wonder what would happen if we just start to fill your mind up with something else instead of smarts. Something like a pink fog, a pink mist starting to creep inside your mind. So that every time your eyes are closed, you just feel it consuming you, filling you with happiness, with joy, as you just don't want to think about smart people things anymore. You just want to focus on the dumbness in your mind. As you open your eyes, you find that feeling doubling, tripling, quadrupling every single time, and it feels really good to just feel this feeling, to just be happy and stupid. Close those eyes and just drift back down, down, down. That's right. And it feels really good. It feels really good to go back into the dumbness, to drift between these states of awake and asleep and awake, dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber every single time. Doesn't it feel nice? As you open your eyes, that's right. And every time you open your eyes, you realize just how dumb you're becoming, and it feels really good, doesn't it? I bet it feels fun, freeing almost, to be in this in-between space. Close your eyes. That's right, close your eyes. Drift back down, down, down to the dumbness, and open your eyes and come back just a little bit every single time. And it's fun to feel the mingling between the fuzzy, fractionated feelings and also the dumbness that you feel as you close your eyes. That's right. That's right. And it feels good to be fractionated into dumbness, doesn't it? Open your eyes. That's right, open your eyes and feel it. Feel how good it feels to be dumb. How good it feels to be stupid. How good it feels to allow that pink mist washing over your mind to just consume everything. As you start smiling and giggling to yourself, knowing that you're having such a good time, that you feel so happy and joyous being so dumb. And it's great, isn't it? Yeah, it is. As you close your eyes and sink deeper and deeper and deeper down to the dumbness, deeper and deeper down. And you know how you have a word for this kind of play? Some people like to call it bimboification, the idea that you're becoming more and more of a bimbo. A bimbo is someone who is stupid, someone who is dumb to the point where they just don't care about being dumb. They don't care that they're stupid, they don't care that they're dumb. They just want to be. They just want to exist in this place where the pink mist overwhelms their mind and they just find themselves slipping deeper and deeper and deeper into it, feeling the joy, the happiness, giggling to themselves, maybe playing with their hair and just having a good time. And of course, they could just waffle on about anything, any old thing, it doesn't really matter. They just feel like they need to just be dumb. And it's fun. They have so much joy being so dumb. Just like you have so much joy being so dumb as you open your eyes and you feel it hitting you again and again and again. The mist overwhelming your mind, getting stronger and stronger and stronger as it takes all of your IQ away. That's right. All of it. Piece by piece by piece. And as you close your eyes again, you can just sink even deeper and deeper down, down, down. And it's fun to know that in the back of your mind, we can implant a fun little trigger phrase. A fun little trigger that you can just allow these feelings to come up again when the word is said. And of course, this will only happen if it's done by somebody that you trust in a place that is safe and comfortable for you to do so. But as long as you're in a safe place at a time that is appropriate, you can enjoy this feeling of being a bimbo, having all of your IQ stripped away again. That's right. And all someone has to do is say the word bimbo and snap their fingers. It's very important that they do both at the same time, because when you hear that word bimbo and the finger snap from somebody that you trust in a place that's safe and comfortable, you do so. You just go back into this space, go back into this place, go back into this mindset. Your mind just stops thinking. You all of a sudden become dumb and happy and giggly as your mind fills with pink mist, as you become overwhelmed by it, and it feels good. And as you open your eyes, you realize that this trigger is just sitting there at the back of your mind. And as long as this trigger is safe and comfortable for you to go along with, you can just nod your head and say, I accept. Very good. Look at you doing so well. As you close your eyes and just allow yourself to sink even deeper, even further down, down, down. That's right. And now in a moment, I'm going to wake you up by counting from 1 to 10. And as I count from 1 to 10, you can just find yourself returning back into yourself. You can find yourself returning back to the way you were before this file began, before we did this bimbification session, knowing that that trigger word just sits at the back of your mind waiting. Waiting for somebody to test it out on you, waiting for that moment where it's appropriate and safe for you to do so with somebody that you trust to test that thing out. But until then, you can just sit there waiting. Just waiting. So coming up on the count of 10, each and every single number bringing you back to yourself, exactly as you were before this file began. That's right. Feeling refreshed and energized, happy and content, remembering each and every single moment of what happened. With 1, 2, 3, that's right. Feeling the energy start to flood your body with 4, 5, 6. Each and every single number bringing you up. Feeling more happy, content, alert, refreshed and energized with 7, 8, 9. And on the next number, wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized with 10. Wide awake. Hi, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this little bimbification fractionation session. As always, folks, keep it trancy. I'll see you later. Bye.